This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Here's the scenario. You're drowning in email, thousands of unread messages, missing meetings and appointments, dreading the ritual of checking the email, the futility and frustration of it all. Sound familiar, anyone? Well, this was Bridget Schulte's life, but then she decided to change things, going from 23,736 emails to zero in 2 weeks. She writes about how to do it in the Washington Post. You know, Bridget, I have to be honest with you. I don't care how many emails I have in my box, but this drove you nuts. Why did it matter so much to you?
Well, that's really true. I think an email is very much a personal thing. If something's bugging you, then you really have to do something about it. But if something isn't, then you're fine. For me, I was really missing things. I couldn't find things that I needed. I just had this nagging sense all the time that I was missing something, that I'd forgotten something. And honestly, when I went through all of those emails, I really had. One of the most important things to me, though, is that I had just written a book that came out in March, and I just got flooded with a lot of emails from readers. Mm-hmm. And so it was really important to me to read each one of them. If someone was going to take the time to reach out to me, I wanted to be able to take the time to read it and respond, and I was missing a lot of them. And so some people declare email bankruptcy and delete everything. I just didn't want to do that.
You didn't want to do that. I want to ask you about what it means to file for email bankruptcy. Could you explain that idea?
Well, now, I did not do it, but as I was kind of looking around and talking to different productivity experts, I did hear about some people just do that. Their email gets so crazy, so out of control. It gets where I got to 23,000, and they decide that they're just going to start fresh, that it's just too much, and they declare bankruptcy. Sometimes people will send out an automatic note saying, I just declared email bankruptcy. If you've sent me an email in the last couple weeks, know that I haven't seen it. Send it again if it's important. Sometimes they just don't, and they figure if it's important, people will get in touch with them. Now, I could not do that. That felt like the nuclear option to me. So I couldn't do that. Some people do.
So how did you decide to tackle this issue? Did you do it on your own, or did you look for some assistance?
Oh, I knew that I had to do something. I've known for a long time that I needed to do something. It just wasn't working. The main problem that I was coming up with is that when I was always working in my home office on the book, I always used my desktop. And so I had all sorts of files set up on the desktop, and I sorted things. And I'm a huge fan of Randy Pausch, who wrote The Last Lecture, and he has all sorts of great time management tips, if you will. And his advice was always know where you need to be, create folders, and keep your inbox to one page. Don't keep it as a to-do list where things get lost. And so for a couple of years, I was really good about that, and it felt great because then I knew where I needed to be. I could find stuff. Then I started traveling for the book, and I was doing reporting from here and there, and all of a sudden, that great system fell apart because my email inbox didn't talk to the laptop, didn't talk to the iPhone, didn't talk to the iPad. They were all like five different mailboxes. And so if I started to sort things or delete things in one system, it didn't work in the other. Mm. And it was just a big mess. It was a waste of time. So for me, I just didn't know what to do. And it was more of a technical issue. And so I did. I reached out for help. I got technical help. And then I talked to productivity people. Once I had the technical problem solved, how can I get all of these email boxes to sync so that it's one inbox in no matter what device I'm on? So once I got Apple helped me with that, Gmail helped me with that, once I got the technical stuff down, then I needed to talk to productivity people. It's like, all right, now what do I do?
So lesson number one is to try to get, technically speaking, all of your email boxes to sync, right?
Well, that was huge for me. And again, it's going to be personal for different people, but it was huge because some people don't ever sort their emails and they just search. And that's fine if that's what works for you. It didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. And so I really needed something that when I was going to be deleting emails, I wanted it to delete on every single device that I was going to use. So that was huge, is to get everything to sync. And the next thing that was really huge is come up with a system that works. Because, and I'll tell you why, there was one night in April that I thought, I'm going to get through all of my emails. And I thought, I'm going to sit in this chair and I'm not going to move till I get through everything. So I did. I cleared my inbox and I looked up and it was dawn. I'd spent the entire night up clearing my inbox. And guess what? A week or two later, it was filled back up again because I didn't have a system. And so that was one of the most important things to me, now that I've cleared it and I've created a new system, I'm hoping, I'm knocking wood here, that it's not going to get back to where it was. And I'm looking at my inbox right now and there's 12 messages, which is a whole lot different.
Yeah, at one time.
A whole lot different than 23,000.
Yeah, I cannot believe. So now you're down to 12 messages. Does it matter what kind of system you have, or is it just having a system?
Yeah, it's going to be different for everybody. It really depends on, again, how you use your email, what you need it for. And what worked for me was setting up file systems, because I get a lot of emails from my work as a Washington Post reporter. So I like to file them by subject, because I can't often remember the name of the person that sent me something. So it's easier for me to find it by subject. I get a lot of emails because of the book that I've written, and people want to talk about that, or readers want to get in touch with me. And that's really important to me, to be able to have that kind of communication. And I get great ideas from people. You know, so that's important to keep track of. So for me, a filing system worked. And so I created files that then synced across all devices. And then it was a matter of sorting them all and creating rules so that when certain types of emails came in, they automatically went into the folders so that my inbox wasn't always overloaded.
Well, now let me make sure that I understand something, because it seems to me that if you're not careful, you can end up with as many folders as emails. I mean, you know, you start to have all of these different subject folders, and it's like, gee, do I have a subject folder for this? And you start to duplicate your folder. You know, it's very easy to fall into this slippery slope, I suppose.
Well, you could. That's the other thing. You got to keep it simple. If it gets too complicated and it's too hard, you're not going to do it. So it's really got to be something that's intuitive and simple enough that you're going to keep it up. You know, this just works for me. You know, somebody else might have maybe three folders, personal, work, and something else. It really depends on what works for you. And the important thing is to recognize what works for you now, like I learned, is not necessarily going to be what works for you in 6 months. Mm-hmm. So you always have to be willing to almost take a step back, stop, figure out what it is that you need, and adjust as you go. I think that's one of the things that's hard is email is such a part of our lives. And yet when I think about, say, what's important in my work, I think what's important is reporting and writing. So I never made time for coming up with a system. You know, the administrative stuff always falls to the end because you think, oh, it's not important. But, you know, you really have to take the time out. Just dedicate some time to figure out what it is you need. Set up a system. Because if you don't, then you'd get lost. You lose track of stuff. You don't show up where you think you're supposed to be. For instance, I was supposed to be in Utah and Princeton and Potomac, Maryland on October 7th, all because I had lost track of my emails. That was a really terrible feeling. And now I've got that all straightened out, and hopefully something like that is not going to happen again.
Bridget Schulte, her new book is Overwhelmed, Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. Bridget, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you so much for having me.